Welcome back to episode 6 of John's Basement Podcast, featuring your host, yours truly, John. Welcome, everyone. Very excited. This episode is going to shake it up a little bit in a few ways. I am going to be playing, first and foremost, a song from a guy that I went to high school with named Matt Crane. Very talented dude. I remember him always being like one of the most gifted piano players I've ever seen in my entire life. And he just came out with an EP recently. Very cool. Super vibey. And if you want to just vibe out to some cool shit, definitely check it out. So this song that I'm going to be playing is, as I said, by Matt Crane. And it is titled, I have to pull up the title, La-di-da. And it's really good. I hope you guys enjoy it a lot. I am very excited to play it. And that's going to shake it up a little bit. So I'm not even going to do my monologue as much as I usually do. I'm just roll right fucking into it. So here we go. La-di-da by Matt Crane.
Trumps peace sometimes.
To reiterate, that was La-di-da by Matt Crane. Matt, if you're listening to this, congrats on your release. It sounds very fucking good. Matt and I went to high school together. He's a couple years older than me, and I remember I used to eat my lunch in the chorus room of my high school, and he always used to serenade that room with his beautiful piano skills. So, major kudos to that release. I think it sounds fucking great, and vibes. It vibes so hard. So, if you're listening, Matt, congrats. And I'm going to jump into the next artist that I'm going to be playing tonight. The artist that I'm going to be playing next, his name is Alex Cano. He is from New York, New York, and I actually met him at the Pleasantville Music Festival that I played last summer. He was on the Chill Tent stage when I was on the party stage, but he was right after me, so I had a chance to catch the end of his set, which was so good. I remember sitting there with the rest of my band, and I was like, who is this person? I have to befriend this person. He is so talented, ripping it up on that stage with just that acoustic guitar, and he has a very, very powerful, amazing voice, and I love his music. He's got some really cool stuff out there. So this song is called Got My Number by Alex Cano.
Number and I'm
Once again, that was Got My Number by Alex Canoe, an awesome artist from New York, New York, and I'm very glad that I got to see him live and in person before getting to meet him. Very cool. I'm going to jump into the final artist for this episode, and this artist I actually met when I used to run concerts in my hometown. Chris Russo Jr., really cool dude. I just remember him being, like, the most polite person that I think I've ever met. I actually met him when he was filling in, playing a show at, he was playing with Idlewave, who I've actually previously played on the show before, and he was playing guitar for one of their songs or a few of their songs, and I remember he introduced himself to me after the show, and he was just so grateful to have gotten to play to, like, a crowd and on a stage, and he shook my hand, and he was just so genuinely nice, and I was like, this is the nicest interaction I think I've ever had with a musician after a show. And he also has his own band, High Wind, which he sings in and also plays guitar, and I ended up booking them to play a show later on that year, and they killed it. They're awesome. They have, like, a very pop-punk-esque sound to them, so this song is called 2023 by the band High Wind from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and I hope you guys like it.
I just lost all.
was 2023 by the band High Wind from Asbury Park, New Jersey, fronted by Chris Russo Jr., one of the genuinely nicest people I have ever met in the profession that I am in. And I think it's crazy. We're running short on this episode, but that's all right. It's we'll be a little bit shorter for this week. I hope you guys are staying well. I hope that your spirits aren't quite as sunken. I am tired as fuck today. I don't know why. It's just been like, I think it's my allergies. Usually hits my eyes pretty bad, so I feel tired when I'm not really tired, but like my body tells me I'm tired. It's not fun. So, do you guys have allergies? Let me know. I've got fucking awful allergies. Hitting my eyes, and my nose, and my throat. That's the worst. I hate when it hits my throat because I feel like I'm constantly losing my voice, which is pretty unideal when singing is like one of the things that you're supposed to be doing. But, c'est la vie. I'm gonna insert the interview that I did with my friend Sean. Sean is a photographer, and I'll say more about him in that interview. And after that, I'll talk one more time and play myself out. So let's just go straight into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the interview for episode 6 of John's Basement. I am joined here with my very good friend, Sean Gardner, very talented photographer and a musician himself. Anything you want to say, Sean?
Thanks for having me on the podcast. I'm really excited to be here. I've listened to the episodes you got so far, and it sounds great. I'm very excited to be a part of this.
Hell yes. So I'm just going to roll straight into the questions. All right. So,
that was good.
Sean, you have a very impressive repertoire of...
somebody say that.
So let's hear who are some of the big names that you've, in your experience, gotten to take pictures for?
Well, shooting through Galaxy Magazine and other publications like Audio Addiction and New York Live Magazine, I've gotten to shoot some pretty incredible bands. Some that stand out to me are like Greta Van Fleet, Swimmers, The Front Bottoms. Recently got to shoot Sum 41 before all this went down, which is one of the biggest ones for me because they've been a band I've listened to since I was a child. So that's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah, I've gotten to shoot some pretty cool bands because of it, and I'm very grateful.
I see that, what is it, Sum 41's like still posting your photos of them too.
Yeah, Sum 41 did post a few of my photos. Derek from the band posted them, Dave from the band posted them, Cone, like it's really cool that I get to see my work shared by people I've admired and respected since I was a child. That's just incredible.
And you also are a musician, so any works coming out in the near future for solo projects?
I don't know about like how soon, but I'm always working on stuff musically. I'm always like, you know, playing my guitar, writing licks here and there, writing lyrics from time to time. Sometimes I put them together to full songs, but yeah, who knows? Maybe something coming soon, maybe not. Just depends on how much I like the songs. I finish them when I finish them.
Nah, I feel that. You never want to put out something.
Yeah.
Work. I totally understand that. So many songs that I write that don't.
Yeah, there are so many things that I'll write that'll just never be heard, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, this might not suck, but it's not going to be mine that releases it.
Exactly.
So what have you been doing for quarantine right now? How's it been going for you?
It's been all right. It's like, you know, some days are better than others. It's just when I feel inspired to do stuff. I'm trying to get myself out of patterns of just watching TV, but yeah, I try and keep up, you know, like I'll fiddle with stuff in Photoshop. I'll design some logos and things like that. Writing lyrics, writing poems. I'm working on a short film project that I started over a year ago, but I'm finally getting around to finishing it. So expect that sometime soon. Cycles will be coming up very shortly. It's going to have some music music from local artists. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
I got you. All right. So what was one of your favorite shows in recent that you got to shoot?
Oh man, that's Warped Tour last year on the beach was absolutely incredible. I didn't get to shoot that one personally, but that was an absolutely amazing show. But show that I've shot, I think Sum 41 will still like sit in my heart as one of the most amazing shows because they played all the classic songs and I got to take pictures of them. That was just incredible.
What venue was that one at?
That was at Hammerstein Ballroom.
Where's that? Is that in...
That's on 34th Street in Manhattan. It's right by Madison Square Garden.
Oh, sick. I actually haven't heard of that one. Man, I really miss going to, like, concerts.
Oh, man, me too. I heard Missouri is having their shows coming back this week, so...
Really?
Fingers crossed.
Interesting.
It's going to be a while for New York City. New York City is a shit show right now.
Yeah, we're still going through our growing pains from the...
Yeah.
...and shit, which sucks, but, you know... Yeah. If it means that maybe we'll get a fuck ton more concerts than we normally would.
Yeah, everyone, like, and you know, like, the shows are all going to be just, like, everyone's going to have that joy of being back at a show again. Everyone's going to enjoy themselves a lot more. Everyone's going to be more in the moment. So it'll be, like, a different concert experience when we come back. Everyone will just be more present.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I could sell a bunch of tickets to whatever next show Spitfire plays as a result. Exactly. You took that photo of, what was it? Cole with like the eye makeup, right?
Yeah.
Acoustic. That was such a sick shot. I remember like
you posted. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorite photos that I've taken. When I saw that on the spread of the Galaxy magazine, like when I got it like physically, it was like across a 2-page spread and I was like, wow, that's amazing.
That was a great photo. So you've taken some photos for a lot of my own shows. So do you have any stories or memories that stand out from either Spitfire or Fracture? Because there's definitely a lot to be said with the Fracture stories, too.
Fracture takes me back. Like, Fracture is, like, what I started taking pictures of. So, like, I'll always have, like, fond memories of going to the beach at the Jersey Shore and taking pictures of you guys and then going back to that, to our, like, whatever condo we were sleeping in the year and we would just, like, goof off and, you know, drink and watch dumb movies and shit. It was always a fun time. And, speaking of Spitfire, it's funny that you mentioned it. The tour that we did back in February was very fun. I was scrolling through like the footage I had, and I remember the guys in the band that opened for you guys. They sang that song "Would You Fuck King Tut," and we were all like, "What the fuck is happening?" But I've got some new stuff I'm working on in respect to that too. I was digging through a bunch of footage and photos, and hopefully a new video for you guys soon.
Hell yeah! I can't wait to see that. Yeah, I remember you were taking some video footage for
I was taking some video footage, and then like I kind of like got busy and just kind of forgot about it, but with all this free time I've had come up lately, like I've just been digging through the archives, and I found some really cool stuff that I hope to put together in a cool video very soon for you guys.
That would be amazing. I mean, that's like, I guess like that's like one of the good things about having so much time on your hands. It's just like,
yeah,
so much time. What about
you? I need so much time to start new projects that I haven't really had the time to start in the past because I've been so busy with juggling whatever jobs and interns I'm working.
Yeah, that's cool, because that's like, that reminds me of there's like, we're doing an album right now, or trying to do an album right now. Hopefully there's not technical difficulties that hit us, which there probably will be.
Yeah,
but there, it's like, it's funny because a lot of the songs that are going to be ending up on this album are probably songs that are recycled that I forgot about and just never went back to look at, because it's just like, I'm sure you're the same way with like with how you write songs and taking photos. Oh, yeah. Like you write a song, you forget about it, you write another song, and it just gets buried under like the growing pile of shit that you keep doing.
Totally.
And then it's like, wait, this
it's just like,
I can't do that.
Exactly. Like, I'll go back into my archives and find, like, videos and, like, photos from shows that I haven't even looked at, haven't even edited. I'm like, holy shit, how have I not worked on these? And now that I have the free time, I can go back and do that.
That's very, very useful at the very least. It's like making the most of, like, the super...
Yeah, I mean, you might as well make the most of the situation. Like, it could be better, but you know what? It's the first time a lot of us have had any free time to do this kind of stuff in a while, so we got to be grateful of that too.
Right, there's definitely certain things that we can take away from it that might not suck as much as everything else seems to suck right now.
Absolutely.
I remember you brought up the condo at the Jersey Shore
Jersey Shore Music Festival.
That was a great one.
That was so much fun, and like we went back like years after that too, and it was always just a fun time. It's like, you know, that's what summer is. It's music festivals on the beach, and it was always fun with you guys, like eating like big disgusting beach boardwalk food and just wandering around late at night. It's funny, I was watching my girlfriend was watching the Jersey Shore the other day, and I was like, haha, I was there.
we yeah, were It was that's at Seaside Heights too, right?
Yeah,
at
Seaside Heights.
Yeah, I remember when we got to that condo, I remember there was like a giant dead dragonfly.
Yeah, giant dead dragonfly under one of the pillows.
I think that ended up being Jake's bed. I don't know if
he did.
I hope he doesn't hear this.
I hope he does.
Just like that giant fuck. It was like the most massive dragonfly I think I've ever seen. That thing looked like.
Yeah, I still have a picture of that on my phone deep in Snapchat memories.
That thing is like, I think it was bigger than the size of my hand. It was like massive.
I remember playing beer pong at the kitchen table.
God, yeah. And we were just like playing like Metallica.
Moshing in the rug.
That was a really fun time. I tried to get Spitfire this year, but unfortunately the coronavirus kind of canceled.
Yeah, I don't think anything's happening there this year.
Yeah, but like I really want to go back.
20 fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully within next year.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping that hopefully like if 2020 is a lost year, it sucks and it's unfortunate, but it's unfortunate for everybody. It's not unfortunate.
See, group of people. I think you're partially right there because like I was saying before, you can say it's like a lost year, but I don't really think that's the case. I think that's it's like, yeah, a lot of the things we were looking forward to and a lot of the things we had planned for 2020 may not be there. But we can create new plans and create new structures for ourselves to do things that we may not have necessarily had the time to do before. So while, yeah, it's like kind of a lost year, it's kind of not. It's kind of like a little bit of extra time is the way I see it. It's extra time for us to wrap up things that we wanted to show the world that we weren't ready to do so yet. So we just have like this little dead period of time that we can, you know, work on bettering ourselves. So when everything returns back to normal, we're even stronger. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no, that's a much more optimistic outlook of it, too.
That's how I try to look at it, at least.
Yeah, no, I get that, because, I mean, you need to have the optimism right now.
Otherwise, you'll drive yourself crazy, and that's not good.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right. It is, things might be canceled, but that doesn't mean the year is lost. It's just, like, rethink what we're going to do with this time. And so, for me, it's, like, trying to get Spitfire on playlists. That's, like, my biggest thing I've been trying to do. Because, like, playlists, I feel like, it's all about your monthly listeners, and I think it's getting on the radar of people who are larger than you.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I saw you guys were on the GovBall playlist, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
About that one.
That's pretty cool. I saw that, and I was like, I smiled. I was like, good for them. That's awesome.
I think that that playlist is going down soon, and they're making a new one.
Okay.
So it's funny. So they did a thing on their story where it's like, what songs should we be putting in the next playlist? And it's like, me and my friend Jill and Michael and like all of us have just been like saying Growing Up by Spitfire, Growing Up by Spitfire, trying to plug like throw another Spitfire song in a GovBall playlist. Yeah. That would be so sick.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
And it's just like that's what's occupying my time with that and also trying to figure out like how to record. I've learned so much about like recording equipment and like if you look back from like episode 1 to this one, which is episode 6, you can hear like the difference. Yeah. Like
definitely
what I've learned and stuff. So like I started using Reaper as my DAW instead of Audacity.
Okay.
Supposedly they say like Audacity doesn't have it shouldn't like there's no difference in DAWs for quality, but I don't know. I feel like I might just be bugging, but I'm almost positive that this mic sounds 10 times better on Reaper than it does in Audacity. And I'm trying to do like this thing with my friend Sam, who is this amazing guitarist, and he does like these covers like every day, and I'm trying to sing on a track with him, and he was like trying to help me walk through like doing this whole thing, and he's like, all right, what are you using? And I'm like, Audacity. He goes, this sounds like shit. And I'm like, okay, how do we fix it? He's like, Reaper's free. And then he like gave me a tutorial of like free version of Reaper, which I guess is like technically a free version, and that shit hits. I love it. And Highly recommend it.
I downloaded the free trial of Logic, and I'm trying to teach myself how to use it. It's like it's a new interface, and I have no idea how to use it. So I'm trying to figure that out. Trying to maybe record some music for the future. Who knows?
Logic is cool too. I know that's what Nick uses when we usually record like Spitfire songs. And I forget who else. I know a lot of people that use Logic though. I think it's like Pro Tools.
Logic. I'm pretty sure.
I know, because, like, Logic is, like, I think Bobby told me Logic is, like, GarageBand upgraded.
Yeah, it's like GarageBand, but you get, like, so many more features, and the interface is just a little more complex. So
yeah, that's my issue with like recording for audio, and I guess like for most softwares that do stuff that I would like to do, but I'm discouraged by the fact that it's like it's never user friendly. It's like you have to know how to do certain things to figure it out, and it's just like that's the thing with this time, because like I have time to learn it for the first time. I'm usually like I don't have time to sit and like watch a hour long tutorial on how to use the beginnings of Logic.
Right.
But now I do. I only have time to do that. So I'm like, all right, we're gonna do that and have hopefully friends that do that for either a profession or aspiring for it to be their profession.
Exactly.
Walk me through it. Buster's helped a little bit for stuff like that because he's a goddamn genius.
That's true. He is. He is. He really is.
So do you have any upcoming plans as far as things coming out or once?
Well, I mentioned it briefly before, but the thing that I'm working on like mostly right now is a short film I started with a friend of mine back in early 2019 called Cycles. It's an LGBT like romance, anti-romance kind of story. And she wrote it and then we directed the film together, and then it got, you know, swept under the rug with a lot of other stuff going on. But now with all the free time, I'm putting a lot of my time back into polishing it, editing it, and finishing it up. So hopefully I'll have that out within the next couple of months. Stay tuned to my socials for that kind of stuff. And then also, like, you know, like ongoing Photoshop projects, posters, design, stuff like that. And, you know, poems, songs. I've got a lot of ideas brewing around that are, like, you know, half-baked, not really ready to be promoted yet, but the big thing I'm working on is Cycles, and I got a lot of littler projects going on underneath that.
All sounds exciting, and we are just about at our time for
you,
but this was great. Thank you for doing this, and
absolutely, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed being on the podcast.
Any closing statements?
Stay hydrated and wash your goddamn hands, bro.
I love it. All right, thank you for being on the podcast, Sean, and hopefully we will have you on again.
Thank you for watching John's Basement. Here, Spitfire's Not Cool. Tune in again next week. Is this my life deciding time? Myself is feeling like a crime. Making art has always been my niche, but it's harder to write it from the dick. I'm a heartfelt, insensitive romantic, but to most I'm a tryhard and a frantic. Do I change my sentimental ways? At a crossroads, don't know how to behave. To most, I'm a tryhard and a frantic. Do I change my sentimental ways? At a crossroads, don't know how to